This is Scott Becker on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. And today's discussion is around setting goals. There's two big different schools of thought around setting goals. And there's been a huge amount written on the subject, so I'll just give a quick perspective on it. People talk in one school of thought around what they talk about as stretch goals, big, hairy, audacious goals, smart goals, and this concept of, you know, can you push a goal so far to stretch yourself that you'll get to that goal, that you'll reach that goal. The second concept around goal setting that's talked about, and Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank has talked about this a lot, is setting goals that are achievable versus big, hairy, audacious goals, and constantly trying to hit those goals, reach those goals, and reset goals in sort of almost incrementalist approach, and which is better. And Kevin O'Leary has a thought as follows, and he talks about this in a gender way as well. He says that women are far better off at setting achievable goals and beating those goals, and that it leads to better organizational health and confidence and just an overall better culture and organization than men. And he's got stats on this. He says in the companies that he's an investor in or serves on the board of, women achieve 95% of the goals, men 65% of their goals. And in his perception, he's far better off in an organization that's led by, in this case, women is his perception, that are setting achievable goals and beating those goals, that it's far better for organizational health versus the concept of setting goals that are sort of stretch goals or perspective might be ego-driven goals that aren't really achievable and then failing to meet those goals, and then it's bad for the organization. And again, from my perspective, we believe the truth on all these things is somewhere in between, but we do believe it's closer to the Kevin O'Leary perspective of setting goals that are achievable, reaching those goals, getting those core goals, and resetting goals versus setting goals that are not achievable but appeal to somehow or another the ego in people setting big, exciting goals. And again, the truth in this is probably somewhere in between, because you probably need enough excitement in your goals to make them exciting and interesting and passionate, but at the same time, we are a big believer in setting realistic goals, achieving them, and building organizational confidence in that kind of way of success of an organization. So I think a fascinating discussion on setting goals, two different perspectives. Do you set these big stretch goals, big audacious goals, or do you set goals that are achievable? And probably the right answer is probably somewhere in between, but a fascinating perspective from Kevin O'Leary in this as well. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.